Married at First Sight. Chapter 3337. Fox sat up straight, picked up the cup of warm water, drank a few sips, and then made a gesture to splash it at Evan. Evan looked at her with a smile. Finally, she put the cup down. Fox asked, "Stop flattering me, I'm just asking you, when will you give me back my things?" Evan sat down opposite her and said the same thing, "I really don't remember where I put it. I can't find it now. When I find it one day, I promise to deliver it to you personally. Please give me your address, and just give me your contact information. Otherwise, I'll give you a new one and tell you where you got it." Fox said, "The new one, it's not mine, I don't want it." "Evan, I've informed you that your approach to requesting contact information is unacceptable, it resembles the actions of a thief." "No, it's robbery." Evan smiled half-heartedly. "Miss Fox, you seem to have forgotten how I took that thing from you. If you hadn't been disrespectful to me first, I wouldn't have retaliated in kind." "Fox." Two people looked at each other's faces. After a few minutes, Fox softened her attitude and said, "Evan, it was my fault at that time. I apologize to you. Is that okay? You return my things to me. That item holds significant value to me, even though it may not be worth much to you. However, that thing is very valuable and is considered an antique. Even if you can buy it now, it won't be as good or as old as yours. Since you know my things are valuable, give them back to me." Evan said, "Miss Fox, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't remember where I put those things. You know, I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't know where to keep those things. We men are often carelessly thrown away, and they really can't remember where they were thrown." Fox said angrily, "Evan, if you don't return the things to me, I will go to your grandma and file a lawsuit against you. Then I'll go to your elder brother, file a lawsuit against you, and let him teach you a lesson." The young men of the Yorks were firstly afraid of old Mrs. York, and secondly, they were afraid of Zachary. Everyone knew this. On the contrary, they were not afraid of their parents. If Fox wants to file a complaint against Evan, it's best to go to Zachary. Sometimes going to the old Mrs. York didn't work because she doted on her grandsons. Moreover, old Mrs. York was often not at home and couldn't be found. Furthermore, due to her advanced age, those who wanted to complain were still concerned about taking care of old Mrs. York, a responsibility they couldn't shoulder. Therefore, it was most appropriate to file a complaint with Zachary. As long as they take care of themselves, Zachary would definitely help his parents and teach his younger brothers a lesson. Evan said, "Don't just talk about suing me all the time. That makes you look useless. It's quite simple to demonstrate your incompetence by constantly filing lawsuits. Miss Fox, you're not a useless person." Fox said, "I heard that Miss Serenity is approachable and hospitable. I think we can become friends. When I become friends with her, I will ask her for help and ask her to help me get it back. Evan. If Serenity asks for something from him and he doesn't give it, Zachary will come forward." Evan thought about it in front of his serious elder brother, and as a result, he trembled slightly. Evan said, "I'll go back and look for it tonight to see if I can find it. If I find it, I'll notify you to come and get it, or you can come and ask every day. My residence is so big that I have to search every corner several times. It takes a while. I can't stay up all night to help you find things. When I go back every night, it only takes half an hour or an hour at most. Fox felt that Evan just didn't want to give it back to her. Why did she mess with this scoundrel? Chapter 3338. After a long silence, Fox forced a smile, but it looked a little fake. Evan, tell me, what do you want me to do so that you can return the things to me? Don't tell me that you can't remember where you put them. That's your excuse, and I don't believe a word of it. Evan looked like a dead pig and said, it's useless for you to call me an ancestor. I really can't remember it. Believe it or not, I just can't remember it. If you truly want to find my sister-in-law, go ahead. My sister-in-law is approachable, hospitable, and likes making friends. Girls like you are her favorites. Indeed, my sister-in-law is also proficient in martial arts. When you have time, you can compete with my sister-in-law. However, my sister-in-law is pregnant now, so you should wait until my nephew is born before you compete with her. Even if you ask my sister-in-law to bring it to me, it won't be effective if I can't find it. The worst that can happen is that my sister-in-law will be upset, and my brother will beat me up. Evan acted like a rogue, making Fox so angry that she jumped up and down, but she could do nothing about it. Evan didn't have it at home. Fox had already turned his house upside down. She seriously suspected that Evan was carrying her things close to him, so she couldn't search for him. If she truly searched for this scoundrel, he would claim that she exploited him and demanded responsibility for him. She would never be able to clear herself, even if she jumped into the Yellow River. Evan would really do that. Based on her understanding of him. After a while, Fox stood up and was about to leave. Fox. Evan blocked her way and asked, you're leaving just like that. You scoundrel, I can't do anything to you now. Why don't I leave? I'm sitting here and getting mad at you, but I can't really beat you to death. I don't want to be an enemy of the York family. Evan, if you weren't old Mrs. York's grandson, I would really destroy you. As Fox said, she pushed Evan away. The force was so great that Evan was pushed so hard that he stumbled before he could stand still. By the time Evan had calmed down, Fox had already walked to the office door and opened it. Fox, now that you are here, let's have a meal together. It's my treat. It's my fault for making you come here for nothing. I'll treat you to a meal as an apology. Evan ran over and tried to hold her hand, but before he touched her hand, she glared at him, and he withdrew his hand awkwardly. He was afraid that she would truly teach him a lesson in the company, causing him immense embarrassment and humiliation in front of the employees. Well, after all, he was the boss, and that would be really embarrassing. Therefore, Evan didn't dare to touch her at all. I can't eat. I'm so angry with you, how can I eat anything? Fox stepped out, and Evan followed behind her. Evan said, then just eat your food, and don't look at me. Fox was too lazy to pay attention to him. Beep. Fox's cell phone rang, and she received a new message. She took out her cell phone as she walked, and after reading the message, she walked faster. Evan was about to jog. It was the first time he saw a girl walking faster than a grown man. The secretary followed the two people with his eyes, as if he were watching a show. Chapter 3339. How much debt did Mr. York owe to the girl in red? The girl in red looked ugly. Did she not collect the debt? Fox entered the elevator, and Evan wanted to follow her in, but she kicked him out. The secretary witnessed the girl in red kicking Evan out of the elevator. Evan fell backwards and sat on the floor, looking very embarrassed and funny. The secretary laughed secretly and quickly stopped laughing, fearing that the boss would see him and fire him. The elevator door closed. Evan climbed up from the ground and kept rubbing his stomach, muttering, "The kick is so strong, it hurts a lot. The elevator has gone down." He couldn't catch up now. He had no choice but to walk back. Suddenly he thought of what Grandma always said, and he hoped he wouldn't regret it in the future. Did Grandma know that Fox was difficult to catch, that he might never be able to catch Fox for the rest of his life, and that he might then give up on Abby and want to live a bachelor's life? However, he won't regret it. He considered taking a step-by-step approach, similar to other brothers, and following his grandmother's path to his wife. However, after spending more than 3 months with Abby, he was able to win her heart, but he was unable to win his own. He could become friends with Abby, but he couldn't become a couple because he didn't have that kind of heartwarming feeling for her. Marriage is a lifelong event. He felt that if he couldn't fall in love with the person his grandma had chosen for him, he shouldn't get married, otherwise, he would be unhappy and miss Abby. It would be a good thing for both him and her to make it clear to Abby and let her end their relationship as soon as possible. Grandma has said that she should leave him alone and let him pursue the girl he likes, as long as he doesn't regret it in the future. A true man does things without regrets. Upon seeing the secretary, Evan walked towards him and then stopped. The secretary quickly expressed his position, "Mr. York, I didn't see anything." After Evan was silent, he said, "If you see it, you'll see it. If you want to laugh, laugh. It's not good to hold it in. Thinking about it, I also think it's a bit funny." I retreated, fell, and sat down. I was in a very embarrassed state. The secretary suppressed his laughter and comforted Evan, "Mr. York, it's okay. No one else will laugh at you. The girl in red may be too angry. Debt collectors can't get money, right? Mr. York, is there something wrong with our company? We can still pay wages normally. Did you borrow money from the girl in red? How much money did you borrow?" Evan's black eyes flashed, and he replied, "You think I owe her a sum of money? It's not about money. In short, it's my private matter and has nothing to do with the company's operations. As long as she doesn't kick me to death, our company will remain solvent. Even if she kicks me to death, the company will continue to function. I have so many brothers, they will take over and not let my hard work go to waste." The secretary sighed. "Mr. York, don't talk about death. You're still young. You don't even have a girlfriend, so you can't die. We can't say that you will live 100 years. It's okay to live to be 80 or 90 years old. We feel relieved as long as it's unrelated to the company." The secretary looked relieved. "Mr. York, you just said that you owed her a debt, which scared me to death. I have already thought that even if I don't get a salary, I still have to make progress with the company. Evan smiled and said, "Don't worry, our company has no problem. If there is a problem, I will find a way to solve it. I have so many brothers, if each of them invests a little money in me, our company can continue to operate." Chapter 3340. Mr. York, it's not a debt of borrowing money but no money to repay it. So, is it a love debt? I think you're very kind to that girl. Even though she kicked you, you don't feel angry. Evan didn't hide his love for Fox. He said, "You guessed it right. I wanted her to become my wife, but it's a pity that it was a bad start. I've known her for 3 or 4 months, but I can't even know her name or address, and I also can't get her phone number." "Secretary, that shouldn't be the case, Mr. York. You are not only our boss, you are also the fourth young master of the York family. How many girls try their best to get married into the York family? How could that girl not have liked you? Despite the length of time that we have known her, she has not even disclosed her name to you. Could she like lesbians, Mr. York, unless she's not a normal woman or she's married?" Evan glared at his secretary and said, "She cannot be a lesbian." It seemed that Fox was unmarried. However, Evan didn't know if she had a boyfriend. Could it be that she has a sweetheart? Therefore, when facing Evan, she remained indifferent. Abby was an arrogant girl, but after he pursued her for a while, she began to feel attracted to him. Evan said, "I really don't know if she has a sweetheart, but judging from her, she should be unmarried." The secretary asked, "Mr. York, does she know your true identity?" Evan said, "I know she is very powerful, almost as capable as the young master of the Buchame family. I don't know where her information comes from. You have been working beside me since I entered society. Over the years, I have regarded you as a trustworthy friend, so I am telling you this." The secretary quickly looked grateful and said, "Thank you, Mr. York, for trusting me." Evan said, "I'm just telling you these things. My brothers didn't say anything. In fact, I also sent people to follow her, and I even followed her personally. The result is that my people always get bagged, get beat up, and get nothing. I personally attempted to obtain results, but to no avail. It was easy to lose track of her. She is really good at dumping people. I suspect that she may actually be a detective, but there is no evidence to prove that she is a detective. Secretary, this girl is so mysterious. No wonder it made them think so hard. People are mean sometimes. The less you can get, the more you want it, and the better it feels. She is very mysterious. If I hadn't known that Julian has no sister, I would have suspected that she was Julian's sister. They were so powerful and very well informed. They were either relatives of Julian or detectives. They were well informed and could easily get rid of anyone who was following her. I wanted to invite her to dinner, but she didn't want to eat, so she just ran away. I don't know when we can meet again next time." Evan expressed his disappointment as he walked towards the office. The secretary yelled behind him, "Mr. York, don't give up. It's rare to find someone you like. You're going to win her over. Whether we can have a boss lady depends on you, Mr. York." Evan turned to his secretary and said, "Thank you for your support. If one day my wish comes true, I will double your bonus." The secretary smiled and said, "It would be best to double the year-end bonus." "Okay." Evan readily agreed.